This is the NY1 US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, New York.
KC2KOO.
KC2KOO from NY1 US. On the way home?
That is affirmative, my friend, yes. Just grab some fuel, pick up the flowers next door to the gas station, have to work out. Perfect. So we're heading home and get in the car and going to the fair. What's going on with you? What are you up to?
Oh, not so much. I heard you on, so I figured I'd give you something, say hello, and wish you a happy anniversary tomorrow. My goodness, that's very good. How many years?
Oh, very good, buddy. I do appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, 11 years. So 11 years today. And we're doing dinner tomorrow, but we're going to get to the fair today and just pick up some roses here. And that's kind of the plan. Just hopping the tank off and heading on out of here, calling it a weekend, buddy. So what's going on with you? What are you and Pam up to this weekend?
Well, Pam's is happy anniversary also, and our anniversary, our 12-year anniversary, will be on Monday. And we're going to celebrate it by going to two doctor's appointments. Isn't that nice? Boy, you're lucky you're still young. Yeah, so that's how we're going to celebrate that. But anyway, this weekend, probably going to watch the Bills game on Saturday and go out to dinner with her sister, because her sister's going to be taking a trip to North Carolina and spend a week or so. And so that's about what we'll be doing.
Thank you very much, Pam, and happy upcoming anniversary to you and Norm there. Man, you put up with that guy for 12 years. I give you credit. I, of course, just joking, but no, very good guy. That sounds good. That sounds real good, though. Yeah, at least she'll get out to dinner there with her sister and that, and that sounds great, so. Yeah, time flies, I'll tell you, Norm. Unbelievable. It was just thinking about that this morning, actually. You know, kids are growing up fast, you know, been married for that, you know, you look at, you know, some of the other people, they've been married 30, 40, 50 years, but still, to me, it feels like a long time, but it feels like it's blown by so quickly.
That's for sure. Now, I've been married most of my entire life, yeah, or most of my life, actually. To be honest with you, because I was married to my first wife for about 42 years, and then she passed, and then Pam, now for 12, so that's a long time. Very good. And you're right, the time will fly, and next thing you know, you'll be sending them off to college.
That's very true. That's very true, Norm. I know. The kids, even though they're so little, they're doing so many things that it's like, man, oh, man. You know, slowly not depending on me as much. But no, it's all good, so. No, that's exactly it. But what do you think? What do you think for the Bills preseason game coming up here? Any idea on early thoughts? They said they're playing everybody, so should get a taste, totally.
Yeah, you'll probably get about a quarter out of the starters, I would think, because you know, they're in a brand new stadium too. They've never played a game there, so they don't know the sight lines and the sun. You know, coming in and all that stuff, and they've had some night practices there, so they kind of know how the lights are going to work. So it's all just a work in progress, I guess. So we'll see. It doesn't much matter. I don't think they're really going to try to win, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree with you. No, that's a fair game. Yeah, I mean, if they're going to play, I don't see them playing full intensity or anything like that, you know, especially playing the starters and that. I mean, like you said, if anything, it's to fine-tune them into the stadium. That's and then that was what they had already indicated anyway. So, you know, it'll be a step at a time. But, hey, at least things are gearing up and getting going.
That's for sure. Well, I had to revamp my echoing nose in the cloud there. I had to change it to an ASL. Now it's 420676 on All-Star and has the echoing nose on it. And I got it to connect, and you can go into it from people from the outside can get into it pretty well. But I'm having some trouble coming up with macros for the get on sweatlink from the radio, so, because the ones that are supposed to work don't seem to be working, so, you gotta put the thing in command mode and all this other crap, because the DCMF is coming from one node going to another, so you gotta put it in command mode, and We'll get it figured out slowly but surely.
Are you using ASL3 by chance?
Yep, yes I am.
So you might want to go in the config file and make sure that a *4 command and all of that is in there, because in ASL3, some of the commands that were in Hamble are not in ASL3. You have to manually add them back in. So I don't know what type of issue you're having, but off the top of my head, I don't know if those command functions are in ASL3. I haven't looked. I would assume they are, but there are some functions that were between earlier All-Star, I guess we'll call it All-Star 2, Hamvoip, and then ASL3. ASL3 did not have all the same commands in there. Some of them were not transferred over.
Yeah, we'll take a look. I'll take a look at it and see if it's occurred or not. But I was, and to get into command mode, you have to do like a *4 and then the node number. So that worked, and I got into Echolink test server, but then I couldn't get rid of it. So I ended up having to go reboot the whole node and clear it that way.
Too bad. Well, you know, it gets hot because, yeah, you know, all their links, you know, abuse the DTMS and things like that. I know from what I had read, *4, and then, you know, there was a way to create a macro where you could do it all at once, in essence, you know, create a three-digit *star command, and you could, you know, there were, like, predetermined echolink nodes you wanted to connect to that it would, you know, in essence, your local node would play the string to then pass to the, you know, play the remote command, and then also the connect or disconnect command, whatever you set it to. But, yeah, I just know that some of the stuff I noticed when I was looking through there, I'm assuming *4 and all that is in there, but I know permanent connects and permanent disconnects, that's something that wasn't in ASL3 that would, you know, you had to manually add after the fact. So, but it might be worth double checking the, you know, the command list to make sure everything's in there. But I wish you happy hunting with that, because as we talked earlier in the week, you know, there was some curiosity there too. So, well, you know what, it's one of those things, you'll get there, you know, you just gotta fiddle with it.
Yep, that's for sure. It's doing what I wanted to do, what I really mostly wanted to do, is to allow other Echolink users to check into that, so it'll work for that fine. So I should be happy.
Oh, that should be good. Yeah, no, that'll be real good, though. Yeah, no, and yeah, everything else seems to be up and running. I don't know, if I was reading the fine print on Brandmeister's policies and procedures page, I was curious. I thought, you know, there might have been an exclusion to get a bridge over, but I thought for a minute I might have found not a loophole, but, you know, a area that might allow it. But then I had to do a little more reading, and that got quashed. So, oh well. That was the one thing I was kind of hoping to add, would be a bridge over to Brandmeister, but not going to happen, at least through Witty, the analyst.
Yeah, not directly, anyway. I know this guy Brad, I can't remember his call sign, he's from Ohio, and he has a way. He has linked into Brandmeister through a very convoluted method through XLX server and all this other crap, and I don't remember exactly how it's done, but he's got some nodes that are connected to Brandmeister, and they don't know it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. You know, if they don't want it, I am not looking to rock boat. I just saw that. I was thinking about there for no numbers and talk groups, and I thought I might have, you know, I thought I might have had a way that would have been within their parameters, but that's okay. That's good. I don't know. I kind of hope that somebody would check in on the TGIF side of things, but I haven't heard much. Have you had anyone connect to your bridge lately?
No, I haven't heard. I haven't really heard people do that at all, but if you want, I can go over, slide over to it, and see if I can see what I can do.
Oh, don't worry about it. No, I was kind of hoping maybe see if we could get some activity through the DMR bridges, but it's pretty quiet. Although it's handy for me, I use it from home because I got the hotspot, so it's kind of nice there because I just, you know, run the low power DMR and still listen to things in that. So, but yeah. So, well, on that note, Norm, I'm on short final here. These flowers in where they start wilting away. Well, a little steamy out here. We're gonna roast an affair, but that's okay. I'm not complaining. It'll be fun. So, but I'll say 7-3, buddy. You and Pam just have a wonderful night there, and yeah, I'm sure I'll catch you on the weekend. And NY1US, KC2K, I will.
Yeah, very good day. You guys have a good time at the fair, and have a happy celebration on Saturday, and We'll be in touch. KC2KLO and Y1US will be clear.
7-3 brother, have a great afternoon. By the way, audio interior, nice and clean, Norm. That note sounded fantastic, by the way.
Thanks. Lucky break on my part.
Hey, when it comes to this stuff, we all need a little luck every so often. KC2KLO, clear.
This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Altar node for 20675 in South Wales, New York.